Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have another wonderful program on VBS. And today is our special once-a-week night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So for you people that are new listening, we go to the Lightship, and you're there physically. The Lightship materializes in the rooms that you're going into for healing. And we just go up there. You're completely out of time. In fact, I'll do a little session for you here. Before we get started. So we're going to the Lightship probably in about 15. So let me take you to the what you may want to call a zero point. That could be also interpreted as being in the now. There's two being in the nows, at least for me there is. One is when you're at zero point or the time is turned off for you. And when time is turned off, then you're at more peace. And that's when you go to your heart center to be with your spirit. So let me put you into that point, and then I'll put you where I live, which is completely out of time, because I'm not controlled by time. I never came in here from going in through the alien agendas of the Galactic Federation and their spiritual hierarchy and stuff. I came in directly from source energy. So I don't have that agenda of their constraints and barcodes on me. So here we go. I'm going to put you into zero point, which is where you go to normally when you're having a wonderful time, when time slows down or stops for you, maybe you're being very creative, and then you'd be at the zero point on the timeline. Remember, you're living on multiple timelines, and they're all controlled by the, I guess you can call it the unwanted universal travelers. You could use the word aliens, extraterrestrials. External forces is probably the main one, because that lumps all these things kind of together. So here we go. I'm going to put you into that zero point energy. And this is where you're going to be at peace. But we're going to have to drop you into your heart first. And let's do that, because you can go to zero point but not be with your spirit. So, in fact, I'll just put you into zero point, then we'll do the other process. Here we go. I'll count to five to put you into the zero point on the timeline. This is where time is not controlling you, even though the clock is still ticking. So one, just kind of see how it feels and senses to you. One, two, three, four, and five. And right now, time has stopped for you. You can tell that because things around you normally would not be connected to you, corded to you, and you may not feel any energy on anything around you. And this is where you are at more peace. And I'll take you, and with your permission, you want to command your spirit to put you into your heart center. And we'll do that right now. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards. This you can do yourself whenever you choose to. And it's like an elevator dropping down. So you take in your thoughts, and they go into your heart. And once they go into there, then all of a sudden you're at peace because you can't have any thoughts. So here we go. The source energy does not judge. So dropping into your heart, so dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So now you should be at peace. And if you notice, when you have a thought, you cannot judge anything. And it's sometimes even hard to have a thought because that's mind energy. And source energy is peace, non-judgmental energy, and it's out of duality. And so just kind of feel how that is for you. And now what I'll do is put you where I live, which is completely out of time with no time restraints. So here we go. Going into source energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do it a couple more times. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So right now you are in source energy, and it should feel different to you. It should feel a little bit lighter, possibly. And now you're completely out of time and can try to read something. And if you notice, when you try to read words, you may just see a few letters. It may seem kind of scrambled or jumbled up, and you're trying to figure out what the word the means or something like that, and just there's no way to figure out what it means because you're not being connected by the energetic codes of that word. And the programming, we call that the keywords, where the aliens present to you keywords to control you by. So right now you're in source energy, so just kind of enjoy that. And we'll put Kathy on, and you probably have to come out of where you are in order to listen to the program here. So you have to put yourself back on the judgment a little bit here. So Kathy's our co-host for tonight. So Kathy, are you out there?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm out here floating in cyberspace on some nice peace energy that really works on me. I hope I can read the fast chat.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I wrote a few things down before you did that. And interestingly, Vera, it wrote a question in the fast chat before you did that wonderful clearing, that wonderful putting us into the zero-point energy and dropping us to our heart. She asked if the best emotion is to be neutral and have peace energy over love, to not be prey. And I'll spell prey since we're on the radio, P-R-E-Y.
Yeah, that's good. Yes, that is correct. Remember, I use that little scenario when you pray, P-R-A-Y, which people do to ask something out there, which we'll call these unwanted universal travelers, or, you know, the external forces, you're asking something outside of yourself for a favor. And that's what normally it is. You know, you have a problem, you ask a favor for something out there in the beyondo. And remember, it will respond to you because those energies create a duality here. So they connect to you through energetic cordings, and it can get a lot worse than that. And so that's what they call the God energies. And, like, I think the first commandment, not a Bible person, but thou shalt have no other gods, plural, right, before me or before thee or whatever the thing is, okay? So that means that there's more than one God out there, okay? And that original God, probably I think it's Jehovah, does not want or did not want at the time any other aliens to interfere with the people that he wanted to control here. And that's why it's in the Bible that way. It just makes sense, you know. Why wouldn't he want to have everybody to themselves, you know, for him to experiment with, et cetera, and live off of their energy? So, yeah, you don't want to, when you're in peace, you're definitely in peace, and it's not duality. For love energy, then you're in duality of maybe love and sadness, love and hate. Everything, you know, has some type of opposite to it. And that's the duality. So, yeah, love, you can talk about it to the first-time listeners, and they can associate with love, not really knowing what peace is. And so they can relate to love, but after a while, then they realize that love is a duality, too. And then all of a sudden, you think, well, gee, you know, peace is really, there's no opposite to peace. And remember, we have all types of problems here, wars, et cetera, you know, having the final war for peace, and you can't have that. So this is another war comes about, you know, because they want to continue with that propaganda. And if everybody on the planet did the mind a heart drop, you know, daily, then we would be in peace, and the whole state of affairs of this planet would change on a dime instantly. So that's what I vote all the time. I don't know if politicians would be interested in doing that, or even, you know, the church down the street from you, if you just told them, well, gee, our service today is very short. It's only going to take a half a minute to do, and we're going to become peaceful. And then we'll check you out in maybe another 10 minutes, and if you're thinking, we'll have you become peaceful again. And that's what's just kind of needed. But then they pass the offering plate around, you'd probably say, why is this coming my way? So anyway, I don't need to ask for any favors now. So back to you, Kathy.
So, Ron, being in the source energy where you live, the zero-point energy and timeline, evoked quite a few comments on the fast chat. Just in brief, I'll say Bonnie, Holly, Jamie, Janice, Marcy, Lewis, Connie, they're all saying that, and Mike P., that they all felt energized. They feel the light. The source is the lightest. It's very peaceful in the heart. They feel like their heart and spirit are home. And that really does feel so good. So tonight is Saturday night on the light ship, and today is April 21st, 2012. And you're listening to Creation Light Ship Healing on bbsradio.com on Station 2. And before we go to the light ship, you might want to pull up the picture of the light being. It's a drawing of the light being's face that can be accessed through the bbsradio.com Creation Light Ship website, because it does get activated and Ron does take us to the light ship live, which you have to go through live, and you just have a more interaction with it. It's a more connected feeling. If you have your computer handy and you're sitting in front of it, you can see the light being's face kind of glows. It kind of comes alive. And so, Ron, before we go to the light ship, do we have time for a couple questions that came up?
Yeah, we could do that. Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you. One from Tammy says, ask, creative energy, is it like a time reference point is lost at 0 point?
Does creative
make sense? Maybe that didn't make sense. Oh, I know. When we are in the creative mode, we are not on as many timelines. Is that right?
Possibly. Remember, you can still be in a creative mode and still in duality, and you can. That's where they would take you. Also, in on the timelines. Remember, they fabricate almost everything that you're doing. But if you are completely in the moment, then it might be harder for them to access you. Remember, if you're doing something creative and you're really, really happy, then that's still duality, and you may be also on timeline. Remember, timelines are the A word, the abduction word, because they replicate you on many timelines, and when that happens, you can be doing the same thing over and over and over again. But typically, if you're if you're in neutral, we'll say in peace, and you're still living in the timeline area, you may not have, a lot of abductions, because they want you according to your emotions and your pain. So if you do any timeline crashing, then you can do the timeline crashing for problems that you're dealing with. And so let's say that you hurt yourself and you have some pain in your body. Well, right away, you could be replicated into 1,000 timelines with that particular pain. And all that can come back to you. And, from the other timelines, we can get into, maybe talking about replicas of you. And so they come in and out of your space, where you are all the time. And, so, when I have the call, which is on Thursdays, to release from people the replicas, then all of a sudden, we work on different particular locations, like hips and shoulders and, eyes, ears, different things, lymphatic system. So once you get rid of a lot of these energies, which are replicas of you, on a particular timeline, then all of a sudden you can feel 100% better versus the way you used to feel before. So that's another way of looking at it. So timelines are what you get replicated on. But if you are more peaceful, they probably won't want you, because they can't get any mileage out of you. Remember, they created you to, the body that you have with DNA in it. So we are all alien bodies. And they gave us the DNA and cellular memory to store in us all of our experiences. So right away, they can tap into anyone they want and activate it, and then we're on that emotional roller coaster ride of that experience. And you could even call that, your past life, so what you came here to do. That's one way of looking at it. Some people talk about your spiritual lessons. Well, that's all DNA stuff. So you typically don't want to have any DNA activations brought to you. When you think about that, why would you want to have more energy brought to you with more judgments? Then you're even worse shape. So anyway, if you are peaceful, then these external forces probably are not going to want to deal with you because they'll look for somebody else. Not you, Kathy.
Thank you for the explanation. And just wanted to go back to last night's call, Friday night. There was a question from Mike, who was apparently on the entity clearing release conference call that you have on Friday's night, where you release a whole lot of entities from the different parts of the body. And he said his computer froze. You had asked him a question after he typed something in the fast chat, so he's kind of picking that up today. And the question was, his foot has a problem like his grandfather's. And he mentioned that on the fast chat, and you asked, he asked if it was an entity, and you thought it might be, but you also wanted to know if he had any other traits like his grandfather. And he sort of reminded me of this yesterday. He says, yes, he has some similar personality traits of his grandfather, and they're, you know, similar characteristics, and now this one unique problem on their foot. So you were going to tell him if that was an entity, and if so, you were going to try to put some energy or clearing on that foot or something. So okay. He'd appreciate that.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, who we probably basically are would be our grandparents, because naturally the darkness, the mind energy, whatever, the aliens, universal, unwanted universal travelers, there's all different names we're trying to get for these things. But basically, what they do is they want you to mirror back to your parents what they did to their grandparents. And so that's kind of the way it works. It kind of skips one generation lots of times. So who you are is probably more like your grandparents instead of being your parents. You probably have heard parents say, to their children, when you get older, I hope that your children give you the same problem that you gave me. Well, that's kind of what it is. So, what I would say, Mike, is that you're probably living, in a sense, the life of your grandfather in your DNA. And you might just see if your foot problem has been through your whole life, or if it just happened to appear at a certain age. And then maybe a certain age. Okay, so then very possibly that could be working through you. Also, it could be true that your grandfather's emotional body is with you, and it could also bring into you that similar type of problem at a certain age, because it developed at a certain age too. It has its own history. So that could be it. As far as entities, yeah, you could have entities being attached to you, but I think the main thing that you're looking at would be your grandfather's issue, but then that can draw entities too. So I hope I answered that question okay for you.
Ron, so for Mike and anyone else who might be living with a condition that they sort of inherited, so to speak, and they were close to their grandparents and they've passed away, and they've been on the entity clearing and they still have this condition, but they do like another clearing, say, for example, the deceased clearing, emotional clearing for the deceased loved one?
Yeah, that one, the deceased loved one clearing, well, if the spirit is still around, this is normally done with the spirit shortly after the person, is no longer in the body, the spirit. Normally, it could probably be helped within a couple of months before the darkness takes it up to the beyondo and reprograms it. But the emotional body stays here. So, yeah, you could do that deceased loved one for the emotional body, and it's also for the spirit. We have two different clearings there. What you might look at, since it is going through generations, you might do a seven-generational clearing that would go back, because very possibly maybe your grandfather's parents or skipping a generation may have had a similar issue too, and that's still in your DNA because you're living their past. All their past is with you, and that's who you're living as, all your ancestors. That's your stuff. So you may want to do a seven-generational clearing possibly to help yourself out with that.
Great suggestions. Thank you so much, Ron. Before we go to the light ship, Larry's requesting some peace of mind. He just got attacked and was wondering if you could kindly release some energy in his mind, maybe a mind-body clearing?
Oh, sure. So here we go. Let's do a mental clearing here, and we'll see if we can find the connections there that are giving you probably some type of energy, controlling energy or something, making you feel funny. So this will work for everybody else listening. Here we go. And release some energy cording is probably what it would be from something, somewhere, somebody. Here we go. So anything that's happened in the last maybe couple of hours, if that works for you, Larry. We'll do it for the day here. That might be easiest. So for today, here we go. One, two. And the way these healings work, your spirit has to work through the healings. You know, if you don't have a spirit in your body, these healings will never work for you because your spirit is what we're using to heal you. We're just giving it energy from the light ship, from source energy to help it out. But you have to have your spirit to do this. This is the way all these clearings work that we do. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the reason why I count is because I have to command the energy. All healings are a command. So we have to speak it out loud for it to work. Otherwise, if you think of doing it, then you're thinking. And remember, that's from the mind energy, and the mind is controlled by darkness. So you're in a whole different area of consciousness. You don't want to be there. You want to always do things out loud. Or you can whisper, too. But you do have to get it communicated into the spoken word. So back to you, Kathy. Maybe we can go to the light ship now. Let's see, we have another question there.
There is another question. It's from Melissa. She's wanting to know about being more creative. She wanted a healing to be more creative or a suggestion, and that kind of brings up the creative healing that you have. It's kind of new. Haven't really talked about it a whole lot, but it's for creativity, and it releases the blockages that we possibly have acquired in being creative, is the creativity that we know we have that sometimes frustrates us because we can't get it out or we can't express it correctly. So there is, Melissa, a creativity clearing. It's a whole life clearing. You can check it out and look into that. It's whole life, so it will clear out all the blockages from the time you were born to the present time, and then you can get the unlimited to just keep that current like any other whole life clearing. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, it is, yeah. And that one works with mental and emotional. So you could have a problem with being creative mentally. Maybe your fifth grade teacher said that you're, dysfunctional in this area and you wanted to do something. Or it could be emotional. Maybe, another situation happened where you're afraid to do something because you might make a mistake or something like that. So it does work with mental and emotional in the clearing. So, let's go to the light ship. So, we'll go up here, and you'll be bilocated out of time. You're not going to lose where you're sitting or anything else. You're still going to be there, but you're going to feel that peace energy. And when you're on the light ship, you're going to actually, if you're a seer, see different rooms that we go into. And I'll bring forth different light beings that have chosen to take a physical body form of some type of maybe a animal or maybe water or something like that, that would be on this planet. So we have trees there and dolphins and different things. We'll just see what they want to bring forth tonight. So you can bring up your animals and pets, and this will only work on the program live right now. So if you're listening to an archive, then bring up the light beam, and you're going to feel peace energy. So here we go. Go it up. One, two, three, four, and five. And if you notice, everything around you is going to be completely different. As you can look around and see that you're kind of like sitting here on this planet, but not of it. Okay? And we'll go into the first room now. And you want to request one particular clearing or healing that you may wish to have. And the healings work according to your faith, and the faith that you have is your ancestors' beliefs. So on the light ship, you're up there, and they materialize your complete spirit that's with you, and the emotions and all the other energetic bodies that are here to protect you stay here, because they were not created by light, only your spirit and your initial body blueprint. So what happens is when you come back down, if you haven't worked on yourself, having clearings, then what was done up there, which was perfect and complete, may not hold, or you might have some relief. And it all depends what area we're looking at here. So everybody's different. And here we go. So the first room that we're going into now is the water room. And they're showing me pink dolphins. So this is great. And if you want to talk about a request, Kathy, go ahead. I don't have my computer up. So here
okay,
we go.
Sure.
Okay, so we're going into the pink dolphin room, and you can put your hands out in front of you, and you may actually feel the energy. So here comes the pink dolphins. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So request your healing, and you might actually feel the wonderful presence of the dolphins in front of you. Go into another room. This is where they have the big butterflies, and you could even ride on them if you wish, kind of like you're at Disneyland riding some of the amusement rides. But here comes the butterflies, and again, request your one healing, because they only work on the now. They don't judge you, so you have to judge yourself for a healing. Here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. Go into another room. We'll go to where they have the turquoise waterfall, and water is kind of going around you, and like raindrops, and it's cleansing you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll go into the room that has, we haven't seen tigers for a while. Let's go into where the tigers are. So here they come. So again, request healing, stronger. These are light beings that chose to pick these forms to work with you with. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And people like dolphins, so we'll go where the dolphins are. And again, request your healing. Here comes the dolphin energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And one more room we're going into. We'll go into the room where Mother Mary is. And at times you might actually have the fragrance of flowers, maybe roses, come into your room automatically. So we'll see how that is. Here they come. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll increase the energy, the fragrance of flowers if we can do that. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another room. We'll go to where they have elephants. This is the elephant room. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And people like to have the energy of the bumblebees. This is very nice. They have nice fur on them. So, again, here comes the bumblebees. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll go into the room that has oxygen. Right now they're showing me 54 oxygen. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. May take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go on to one final room, and we'll go into the room that has the hot tubs, and this is helping us to get detoxed here. So here we go, the hot tub room. Going into that now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if we can do one request, Kathy, there's one on the fast chat here.
Yes, golden whales, please.
Golden whales. Okay, here comes the golden whales. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. We'll come back from the light ship. Remember, we're out of time there, and you're out of time right now completely. And you're going to probably notice when we come back, I count from 1 to 5 again, and when I hit the second number, you can start to feel the energy around you changing. But here we go, coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you're back here. And hopefully you feel a little better. And back to you, Kathy.
Well, Ron, on behalf of everybody, I want to thank you for that wonderful time on the light ship. It's just great to have the physical healings and or feel the divine energy. Some people see so much of the light beings. It seems like there was a lot of large things there. People are noticing the large flowers. They commented on the giant bumblebees and giant leaves on the plants and the big ears on the elephants. It's just such an incredible experience. They're thanking you for the tour and the wonderful raindrop room. And enjoyed the flashing lights room, Shane says. And it's just such a magnificent experience. And it's just a sample of what the light beings are on the light ship who, when we do go there for the 8-hour intensives, can work on us. So light being doctors and Ron escort us to the light ship, and they clear out a lot of densities in us, a lot of those alien ET critters that do a lot of damage to us on an energetic level. And it's so important to have the clearings to make the healings work better. So we really do appreciate that sample, Ron. And again, everyone, you have to go there live with Ron. You can't go on your own. And that's why we call it Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So a lot of people are thanking you. And do have some questions. We'll go back to the fast chat here. And Shannon is on the fast chat, and she's asking if you would kindly explain a couple of clearings. She has somebody with her who's listening, and I guess they want to hear it from you, what the entity clearing's about, and then there's another clearing she wanted to ask about, but maybe we could start with the entity clearing. Thank you, Ron. Over to you.
Yeah, the entities are emotional bodies, which you can call ghosts, but these are physical bodies that, well, They're not, they're physical in their realm, but we can't see them, okay? So in their realm, they are physical. They walk around. This is what you maybe see. Sometimes you might see something show up in your room and a silhouette, but they are physical in their own realm of reality. And they can even hate each other, not like each other. They can, hop into people. And when they come into us, this is what we call entities. Now, these are earth-based ones. There's other ones, too, but these are the ones that are earth-based, and they can bring you your addictions, unfortunately, and they can change your personality. That's why typically when somebody does something that's kind of strange or not, you know, according to the way they believe or think, and they act kind of weird, it's because they're controlled by an entity, and everybody has them. Unfortunately, some people have more than others. And entities are emotional bodies, people who passed on. These bodies take up the emotions of that person who lived. So if you happen to have an entity in you that's 500 years old, you may be drawn to watching movies or getting maybe history somehow of that particular lifetime or time frame 500 years ago. If you have an entity that comes into you, maybe that, we'll just say it's maybe 80 years of age, and very possibly you're looking back in time, and you might be buying antiques, you know, from 80 years ago or so, and you wonder why you have so many of them. Maybe your friends wonder that. And it's only because you happen to live in that era, and you're not wanting to go back there because the entity that is controlling your consciousness coming into you is wanting you to buy the stuff. Now, naturally, some entities come into people and they give them really bad addictions, like maybe drinking, drug addictions, things like this here, and they just want to use the body. So somebody who is an alcoholic has probably tons of entities. You know, you could have maybe 1,000 of them, and they all just come into you to have a drink, and actually they all have one drink after the next. And once you finally can't drink anymore, then they'll look around for somebody else. But they may just like you, and they may come back to you after you get sober wanting to have another drink. So it's almost impossible to have any kind of addictions healed unless you give it to the entities first. So that's what entities are. You know, to the layman, you can call entities ghosts, but they're emotional bodies that are invisible, that attach to us, come into us, possess us. And that's just the way they are. And this is what's here. So, and that's what the dark side's left here. They come from the earth spirit. Your spirit that created these invisible energetic bodies, and there's lots of them, and they created these so that we would not be destroyed by mind energy of people's thoughts. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that explanation, Ron, about entities. And there's another question she had, if you could kindly explain a little bit about the dark side mind control transmissions clearing and what that does.
And it's like what you saw in the movie The Matrix, how there's a mind energy and everybody's connected to it. The movie Avatar, also shows you that, if you've seen that, where they have the tree consciousness connected to everything, and that controls everything that's around. So this is kind of the way the mind matrix works. We have different clearings for the mind to disconnect you from that. We have a barcode for that and other types of clearings, but the mind energy is very very strong here. This is why you're being controlled. And you're controlled only because your ancestors dealt with mind. You may not deal with it too much here, but you're taught about it, especially when you start school and everything else, what to do and not to do. But that brings up your DNA of the past. And so if you didn't have any thoughts in this lifetime, your DNA would be dormant. That's why babies are so pure. But once they start getting into the mind agenda and learning, duality, yes and no, stop, go, then that triggers the past DNA, and now you're on the emotional roller coaster ride of what that would mean to you for different situations. And everybody has different situations that come up, and then the body wants to get rid of it, so that could be your life lesson of dealing with a particular situation because your body wants to get it out of it because you brought it up. So everything here is based on mind, and that's why you want to get into your heart. That's the two different energies, mind, which is darkness, controlled by forces outside of yourself, and the heart energy is strictly peace, no judgment, no duality. And the light never created duality, never created darkness, and the darkness was not from or created light. So people think that out of the darkness came the light. That is not true. They're two different energies, completely different, and they directly oppose each other. And somehow on this planet, because we're controlled here by a lot of the alien agendas and stuff here, what happened was they brought us mind here so they can control us. And maybe some people wanted to have that emotional high and low to feel like they're living, like life is worthwhile or something. I don't know. But because of that, that's where we are. And, we can't really get out of it too easily. But you can do the mind-to-heart drop to help yourself out a lot. So we'll see if Kathy's on. So you out there, Kathy?
Yes, I'm out here. I've got reconnected. So, Ron, you were talking about the dark side mind control transmission clearing?
Yes, dark side mind control, yes. So what that does is they transmit energies to you, and the energies that they transmit to you can interfere with your life greatly. So this is just the way that they can do that. We have one that has barcodes on it also that can eliminate some of the barcodes that's attached to your body. And one of the main ones would be like the abduction barcode. So everybody has this put on them so that the body will always be connected to some alien race. And that kind of goes with the first commandment, I think, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So they put a barcode on you so that you would be plugged in and connected. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and on that clearing, dark side mind control transmission, if you know someone's praying for you, and of course they have the best of intentions, but we know it's coming from dark side energy, there was a couple of times when you mentioned that if you do know someone's praying for you, you said, quote unquote, you could put their name in there. And could you please clarify what you meant? Because I think this happens to a lot of us. We know someone thinking of us, kind of in that way, maybe sending us prayers or something, maybe something happened. And so we do the clearing, but could we also target the person somehow?
Yeah, what we have the clearing.
To clear that person.
We have the cursus hexus spell clearing, and then we have the dark side practitioner clearing. So either one of those could work that way. Normally, the dark side practitioner is when you know somebody's name that's connected to you. Maybe you met somebody. You could have even fallen in love with this person. Then all of a sudden you maybe separated, we'll say, got divorced or whatever, and ever since that time your life has gone to hell in a handbasket. You know that this person's doing some doing some mojo on you, you know, somehow, or they're the one that is paying somebody in some foreign country, maybe $10 a day to keep working on you, and maybe $10 a day to them is a lot of money. And you wonder why your life is not working and why you can't get out of your own way. Well, it's because that person is doing that. So that clearing is designed for people and organizations like that that connect to you. Doesn't matter what their intentions are. Once they connect you energetically, then you're on that emotional roller coaster ride, and sometimes what they're doing to you is not very pleasant. So that's that clearing. Now, if you just know that your life is not good and you think that things are always happening to you, then the curse of Texas spell one might be another way to help alleviate that. And then we have the barcode, which could be put on you also by the alien. So that's another one. And then we have the special one, which is the, I'm trying to think of the name of it here. It's the one that has the, it's like a repetitive type of situation where you think you may have a barcode on you.
Problematic recurring the recurring problematic barcode removal.
That's it, yeah. You want to say that one again?
It's recurring problematic barcode removal.
Yeah, that's it. So that's when you have events that happen. Maybe you know that, you know, every other month on the first Tuesday, you know, something's going to fall upon you and cause you problems. And you know that because you have been keeping track of that Tuesday. And it, sure enough, a self-fulfilling prophecy comes about and something happens to you. Well, that could be a barcode put on you in a timely manner. And, you know, that's where we put that clearing up. Because some people have said, Ron, I know that I got something wrong here. I got a barcode, and because certain events keep happening to me out of the blue, and it just doesn't make sense to me. And do you think I have a barcode? I go, well, very possibly. I can't say for sure, but you could have one. And so I put that clearing up for people who, and you do know if you have one or not. You know, you're going to say, you know I got a barcode. So once you get some of the barcodes off, the first one that I recommend, if you're probably over 30, is to do your death barcode, alien death barcode. That's put on to you by your natal chart. Remember, you came in here, you have a natal chart where the planets are controlling you. You know, aliens are controlling you, alien planets or whatever you want to call it. And that's why you have the horoscope in the newspapers to see what's going to happen to you, what's going to drop out of the sky and fall on your head. And so you have to realize that these things are controlling you. It's fact. And, you know, you're here living your life. And at some point they say, well, this person, you know, we gave them a chance to do all this stuff here, and we want to get them out of here. And instantly they create a barcode to give you typical problems, car accidents, things like this, because they live off your pain and traumas, and they want you to get out of here. And they put barcodes on you, and you can outlive the barcode by your force of will. But typically, by the time the last one hits you, and most people have three, some have more, then all of a sudden, you know, each time you hit a barcode, your health diminishes, and your healer, your mind, your body kind of gets turned off, and you start losing energy by the time you hit each barcode. That clearing is very, very good. There's two clearings on it. There's the barcode of death, and then you also have one for stress. And they're both included in the one particular clearing, which is very good. So that's what I'd recommend doing if you're over 30. Get that clearing. The emotional one is what I strongly recommend doing first, because all the other clearings on the website are not going to work as well, because you have emotional baggage. So we have to work through your emotional baggage in order to have a clearing, whatever a clearing you have. So first do the emotional one to get more into the moment and get rid of your baggage in this lifetime, and then the other clearings will be much easier to have them work for you. So that's why I always recommend the emotional one first. And then you like start life over again. Because a lot of your traumas are at maybe zero as far as the negativity on them. You just can kind of look at them and say, been there, done that. And everything is kind of like put back into balance again. And you're not affected by the problems that used to be with you, which would be your life storyline. So your storyline of life is what you're living. And most people don't have a very good storyline, only because they have traumas. So the traumas become non-reactive to you. So as you do the emotional clearing, you're going to realize that, yeah, I used to have this situation. I can look at it now and just see it like it's disattached from me, and I'm non-reactive to it, so I don't have to tell all my friends about it when I see them once a week, you know, for this luncheon that I go to, because they're all in the same agenda, we'll say, of maybe losing a mate or somebody, you know, having a divorce or whatever, so you're in this, you know, little program with all of your friends that you met who have the same problem that you have, and you're going to say, I don't want to go to that group anymore. Let them deal with their stuff. I'm out of it now. So that's kind of the way it works. You know, misery loves company in a sense. And once you get that clearing, then you can say adios, amigos, and begin a new life. That's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, was the same basic clearing, was the emotional clearing. And the Bible talks about that as if Jesus was here to take away your sin. And your sins, in theory, is all those judgments that your ancestors gave you that you're having to control your life in this lifetime. So you get those cleaned off. You're like a baby again, innocent. And you have all the knowledge, though, of what to do, what not to do. But you don't have the traumas on your back. So that's why you want to do the emotional clearing. And then you can do the unlimited after that if you want to stay current with that clearing, which I highly recommend. Because people will come into your life and give you their problems. And that could activate in your DNA, even though you cleared it. They can bring forth DNA that is still dormant in you, and that can come forward. So you want to stay current so that you're peaceful. And I recommend doing it probably 3 times a day for everybody. And most people who are doing that, and it's a $50 charge additional on top of the whole lifetime clearing. And just do that clearing and get on it. And, you know, just if somebody gives you a phone call where they're upset, maybe they're upset with you and you get a little trigger there. Just go in there, clear it, you know, and, you know, 20 seconds is off of you. It'll probably take you longer to log on your computer than to push the buttons, and then it's gone. But they'll do that right now for everybody. So everybody think of a situation that causes you problems. Doesn't matter what it is. And you just have to bring it up for me. I don't need to know what it is either. You know, just think of something that you want to have some relief from. Maybe you're in an argument, you know, an hour and a half ago with somebody, and that's bothering you. And so, you know, you want to get that released. You're still going to have the argument when you look at it, but you're not going to have, you know, the emotional trauma, the stress, whatever is involved with that. Well, think of it right now, and I'll clear it. I'll just do it the fastest way. I'll just snap my finger here. So here we go. Bring it up. That one's gone. Okay? And I want you to think of another one. And when you get that, here we go. And that one's gone. This is taking them out of your emotional body. This is like the record keeper of all of your traumas. Okay? And it's also good things, too, in there, but it's still out of balance. So what's good is, energetically, is the same thing as bad. It's still an energy that you don't want to have recycling because it will draw the opposite to you. Okay, here we go again. You want to seek balance. Think of another situation, and that one's gone. And I'll do 2 more. That'll make 5. And you should start to feel your body relaxing instantly here. So bring up number 4. Here we go. And that one's gone. And this could be anything in your lifetime that you've experienced. And think of the last one here. And got it. And this one's gone. And that's how the healings work. The light ship, which is source energy, in the time of Jesus, he called it Father. That energy comes to you, working through me, and I bring up you're like your data sheet of the emotional body. It's cleared off instantly from the emotional body, and you know, you can walk away, Renee. You don't have to worry about a situation any longer. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you, Ron, for that explanation, because so many of us are at different places in our healings, and it's so good to have more information about the clearings and what we might need. So that's very helpful. And those clearings that Ron mentioned are on creationlightship.com. And tomorrow, April 22nd, is the the physical rejuvenation intensive 8-hour call, conference call to the light shift that you would have had to prepay for. And there's one more after that following Sunday. And so we really appreciated having that time at the light ship with you tonight, Ron. And because it's 7:58, we'll probably have to conclude here and just meet again on Monday, CBS
okay.
Station 1.
So, well, thank you. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, people. And we'll see you on Monday, VBS, at I believe it's 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So blessings.
Thanks.
And see you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.